Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's an Odyssey station. Speaking of Odyssey, if you don't have the app, then you don't have the curated stations, the super Odyssey exclusive curated stations.
Oh, man, enjoy some sweet metal, baby, or BJ.
AJ?
With Masters of Metal. You can check that one out. Or if you're a fan of just good old classic 70s rock, get the classic 70s station.
Yeah, man, there are a lot of curated stations. The Odyssey app is where you can hear us, you can hear The Rock, you can hear all these cool stations. If you don't got it, go get it at your app store, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Mix, you're a loser.
It is time
to Beat Mix. And it's time to pump it up for Monday.
Ooh, old school.
Yeah, I hope everyone's pumped up for this Monday. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. Nothing happened yesterday. It was just a nice Sunday.
Yeah, I watched the first half of the Hawks game and saw they were winning. I turned it off and just continued my day, right?
I think it was the best thing you could have done.
That's how I like to think of it.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Yo.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right. The Ring of Fire is a large circle of active volcanoes on both sides of which ocean?
Pacific Ocean.
Yes. The last Rambo movie aired in what late 2010s year?
That was 2009.
No.
Oh, 2018, 2019.
2019, yes. In what U.S. state did the most nuclear testing occur?
I don't know, Nevada?
Yes. What fibrous connective tissue attaches muscle to bone?
Tendons.
Yes. Halle Berry won a Best Actress Oscar for what 2001
Monster
movie?
Ball.
Yes. The common green Darner dragonfly is the official insect for which state? Who played Spider-Man in the 2002 Sam Raimi film?
Uh-oh. Tobey Maguire?
Yes. Copper and tin make up what alloy?
Bronze?
Yes. Marvel character Namor, a.k.a. the Submariner, lives in what underwater location?
Atlantis.
Yes. What is Earth's only natural satellite?
The moon.
Yes. And Jeff gets 9 correct. It's a contest.
It is a contest. But I mean, if Steve wants to have some symmetry with the earlier game, he's going to have to lose with 6. But I'm just saying. As
all right.
Back
I think
in.
That's. I'm all for that.
Well, I know. You'll get yourself a loser song.
Yeah.
Steve, you're back.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready? Yeah, do we call him Daniel Bryan now, or is it Bryan Danielson?
He's now Bryan Danielson.
All right, then.
There we go. American Dragon.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
The Ring of Fire is a large circle of active volcanoes on both sides of which ocean?
The Atlantic.
No.
The Pacific.
Yes. The last Rambo movie aired in what late 2010s year?
2019.
Yes. In what U.S. state did the most nuclear testing occur?
Nevada.
Yes. What fibrous connective tissue attaches muscle to bone?
That's a tendon?
Yes. Nice. Halle Berry won a Best Actress Oscar for what 2001 movie?
Monster.
No.
Monster's Ball.
Yes. The common green darner dragonfly is the official insect for which state?
Washington.
Yes. Who played Spider-Man in the 2002 Sam Raimi film?
Tobey Maguire.
Yes. Copper and tin make up what alloy?
Bronze.
Yes.
Oh.
Marvel character Namor, a.k.a. the Submariner, lives in what underwater location?
Atlantis.
Yes. What is Earth's only natural satellite?
The moon?
Yes.
And oh,
Steve,
come on.
You get a perfect 10 and win!
Yeah.
Way to get pumped up!
Sorry, Jeff.
I quit. That's it. I quit forever.
All right.
If you work at a Walmart.
Yeah, he's out.
All I do is win every year, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
See, Pete, that's how you win a game. Come on.
Is pumped up. Jeff's kicking himself because he didn't even guess for the dragonfly question. He just passed.
Dude, I was like, I don't even know. I might as well just guess our state.
It seems like you had a couple of guesses there that just went your way.
I did.
That's a Ken Jennings guess, though. Like, you know, yeah. Why would he be asking about a random state? I mean, very right. Well, it could be ours, yeah.
Exactly. And so, congratulations.
Yeah, like, Ron's. I mean, makes sense. I was just throwing it out there.
Good job, buddy.
Like, I was surprised that you got it right. You were surprised you got it right. Congratulations on that perfect 10.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Got a new study. This explains LeVar Burton. That's all I'm going to say right here. This new study is to talk to most adults who watch educational TV shows as a kid, as they say, oh yeah, those shows played an important part in helping them learn. I also think, man, these are some people that you attach great love for because, you know, they're kind. There's, you know, they speak to you in a nice voice and they're teaching you cool stuff too. And, so what were the popular education shows that people watched? What do you think?
I'm trying to think, what was my number one?
The Electric Company.
Oh,
remember that one?
Wow, that's number 8 on the list.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if it was education, but I really like The Great Space Coaster. G.I. Joe. I learned a lot from G.I. Joe.
Yeah, not considered an educational show.
The last 30 seconds of each show, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Man, I mean, Sesame Street.
That's number 1.
Has to be, right?
Oh, yeah.
The GOAT. And, you know, it's still on. You know, I believe they're still making new shows.
Yeah, on HBO, I believe.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, it's on HBO, Sesame Street? That's where I got to go get it? No more PBS?
It's been that way for a while, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It just goes to show you how when the last time I watched it. I didn't realize they were on HBO now. Wow.
What was the one?
Sesame Street.
It was like Bill Nye, but it wasn't Bill Nye. Like Mr. Wizard?
Mr. Wizard. Yes!
Yeah, Mr. Wizard didn't make it. But you know what? The gentleman you just mentioned, Bill Nye, did make it. Number 9.
I mean, Bill Nye was like the Transformers, and Mr. Wizard was like the GoBots.
Whoa. Oh, certain.
He's not wrong, Rev.
Mr. Wizard was the originator. He was the one that started the whole thing.
Yeah, but who the hell remembers him besides you?
But one's bad, one got bad. Look, I liked GoBots, so I'm not like saying it as like an insult to the guy.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I didn't say he was the Marty Jannetty to the Shawn Michaels.
Wow. Yeah. And I can't remember this guy's name, but if you watch the Bob Ross documentary, you realize that Bob Ross was not the first one to do what he did.
Dude, there was other ones on PBS, just like Bob Ross, yeah.
But Bob was the one that became the GOAT. Because he did something different. With the fro and also the way he spoke in that calm and apparently to a lot of women, wicked sexy voice.
Would you consider the art, the joy of painting and Bob Ross an educational show? I mean, he was teaching us how to paint.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, not on the level of like, you know, you're a young person learning stuff right. like you would on Sesame Street. But yeah, I mean, it surely taught people how to paint, and that's educational.
Well,
and he also did classes. That was number two. There you go, sir.
Yeah. Even though the puppets were creepy.
I already gave you a clue for number three.
Someone says Sesame Street's still on PBS. We watch it every morning when the kids get ready for school.
Interesting.
So I wonder if it's reruns or originals.
I think it comes out, they premiere on HBO, and then they syndicate them to PBS later, if I remember correctly.
I think they did that because a lot of people were complaining that it was no longer free. You had to go on to HBO Max or something like that, pay for it. So I think that's why they did it that way as a compromise.
Ah, okay.
A few people have been texting about Reading Rainbow.
That's number three, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, LeVar Burton.
Yeah, and sadly, LeVar, even though that whole the Mike dude, it just got fired and everything, LeVar Burton didn't end up a winner. It looks like it's Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings that are going to get the lion's share of the rest.
Yeah.
I was hoping he was six, so it would be Blossom and Six back together.
Yeah. Quick aside, I mean, I don't know. Mayim Bialik, whatever the outfits they were giving her, like whatever the promo shot was for her to be the host of Jeopardy, I like her look. Boy, oh boy. I mean, she looks really like it's that sexy educational look that I really did.
I like her look.
I do. I hate to sound like that guy, but I mean,
but here you we go. Do.
Yeah, I was going to say anyway. If you hate to sound like him, why'd you sound like him?
Well, how else do you say that somebody looks like they look sexy? I guess I could just say I think she looks sexy in that outfit. That
I like her look.
Yeah. All right. You're right. That's probably.
One step away from I like her skin.
Yow.
Okay,
I bet she smells good.
Okay.
You smell different when you're awake.
Fair
I
enough.
Felt the same way about Ken Jennings.
I like his look.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that goes without saying. You know, I just didn't want to come off creepy with Ken. But
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was the difference.
Hey, someone said, I love Mr. Wizard. He had a line that always said something like, you're right, but for the wrong reason. He would teach all the kids. At least that's what I remember.
Well, if you get a chance, go on YouTube and look up Mr. Wizard being condescending to kids. And it's just so funny because like, a lot of times like the kids are just like, yeah, this is the answer. And he's like, yeah, no. Like,
I'll have to go back. I don't remember. The only thing I remember from Mr. Wizard was like, he one time showed us, and I did it at home. I got in trouble because I ended up like soaking our floor. But like he said, you fill a bucket with water, and then if you spin it around fast enough, the water stays in the bucket. Well, I didn't spin it around fast enough, and the water got all over the living room.
That's makes
awesome.
Sense.
You did in the living room.
Wow.
You know, yeah, he knew.
Should have probably done it outside.
You know, he knew. He was laughing all. He likes, I can't believe so many kids are going to get yelled at for this.
He probably finished filming it. They said cut. And he goes, I bet there's going to be a bunch of dumbasses that are going to try this.
Yep.
And I was one of them.
Yeah, you were, buddy. Congratulations. Yeah, so Sesame Street, number one. Mr. Rogers, number two. Reading Rainbow, number three. There's no more Reading Rainbow, right? There's no more Mr. Rogers either.
No.
So Sesame Street's outlasted them all.
They had, on Nick Jr., they did like a show called Daniel Tiger for a while.
I remember that.
That was an offshoot of Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right, Daniel. Oh, that's right, his old tiger. Yeah.
That was really popular. Lily loved that one. I don't know if it's on anymore, though.
Dude, there was a Netflix show, and it had just serious Mr. Rogers vibes, but done now for a new generation of kids. And it was about some little girl, but she's got like some like weird, like it's almost like Pee Wee's Playhouse, Mr. Rogers, like this like imaginary world. And it's like she hangs out with a cat. I just found it on Netflix, and Tatum was really into it, but I can't remember. It was like Wendy and her cat or something. I don't even know.
Wow.
I'm not much help for someone that's trying to watch. It was just like one of the things suggested after we finished watching Coco Melon, and I accidentally clicked on it. But it had like a 2021 vibe, like if Mr. Rogers was created now.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you know what? I'll keep that in mind.
Daphne's Dollhouse. That's what it was.
Daphne's Dollhouse? Gabby's Dollhouse.
Yeah, just like Wendy.
Wendy's cat.
Yeah, Wendy's cat.
Gabby has a cat. And honestly, I'm watching this, and I finally was like, I turned it off because I'm like, man, this feels like propaganda for our kid wanting a cat. I was like, you know what I mean? Like,
you need to watch it.
Right now, like, Tatum's big into Bluey, and Bluey's about dogs. So I don't need no show about cats.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's how it is.
Oh, that kid's adorable. So it's live action. I didn't realize that.
But then it goes to a cartoon.
Oh, yeah, it does. It's like wow. Oh, yeah. So she's cartoonified and then she's like live action as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a ton about it, but just based on what I saw, it had like a very like it had that kind of imaginary world vibe that like Mr. Rogers had.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely, like you said, 2021, because this is out of control.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So she goes to her little imaginary dollhouse and cool stuff happens.
Boom.
Like when Mr. Rogers went and took the train.
Yep.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, good for Gabby. You know what?
I mean, if you're cool with cat propaganda, go ahead and watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching this when I get home.
It is interesting. You know, it is interesting that it seems like now they want to have kids see kids, like tell them what's up, as opposed to back in the day, it was adults telling kids what was up. You know what I mean? Because Gabby is definitely closer to the age of little kids than Mr. Rogers was.
And dude, I thought for sure Tam was going to be digging it because it was live action, the opening scene. So I'm like, oh, she's going to be bored because it's not a cartoon. And she was just staring at it. Like, it was pretty cool.
And there's another one, because I thought the one you were talking about was Emily's Wonder Lab. And I think this woman just, she's a scientist, and she was 9 months pregnant when she shot the pilot, and she didn't think, oh, I'm not getting a show, I'm not doing this. And then they ended up giving her own series.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like Bill Nye the Science Guy vibe, where she just kind of does experiments at home and teaches kids that.
And what show, and where's that?
Netflix.
What show? Oh, another, look at that. Emily's got a Wonder Lab. Gabby's got a dream dollhouse or whatever. I mean, all right.
We need Steve's new neighborhood.
Steve's locker room.
There you go.
It's just me and my donkey buddies just crushing Coors Lights and talking.
Not for children.
I feel
that's
like
the best children's show ever. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know how we got to that show, but yeah, that
it's
was
a show to teach you what not to say in front of your parents.
Oh, is that? Oh, I see. Okay.
Learn the words, but don't worry about them till later.
All right. You guys remember the Magic School Bus at all?
Oh, hell yeah. I love that
totally.
One.
We just got a text, literally, as you said, that said, what about Magic School Bus?
Yeah. That's number four.
Miss Frizzle.
I don't know that show at all, I don't think.
It taught me so much about how, like, the body works, because, like, they would shrink down in the Magic School Bus, and it would go in and tell you about colds.
Or they would go out to outer space and do cool stuff.
What was the guy that wore that weird bodysuit? Remember the guy that had like a bodysuit that just showed you the insides of a body? It was creepy. I don't know if you maybe it's past your
hell?
Time. But I'm sure it was like a 70s, 80s show with a guy.
I know the reference because they mentioned it on Archer once. Oh
man. Like, it was like a 70s or 80s children's show with a guy and basically you just saw the insides of his body.
Slim good body.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I remember him now. This was terrifying.
This is like a weird acid trip, man.
Yeah, I did not like that one.
And he had like... it was like a young looking Richard Simmons. These are such old relates, but like he was like looked like almost like Screech.
Yeah, he does.
Like Screech. I thought it was.
And the bodysuit was very close to his skin tone, so it looked creepy as all.
Oh yeah, it did. Oh yeah, they did a good job with him.
When are we getting a documentary about this guy?
Yeah. Right. I'm afraid what they might tell us about this guy.
I want to know what. Yeah.
Well, it's always weird because they'll show like the Where Are They Nows, and they'll have whoever Slim Goodbody was when he got older. Dressed up as the guy, and it's creepy because it's like older looking, and it's just like you forget, like, you know, everybody gets old, but like you just remember this guy as this younger dude wearing this weird outfit.
Oh, and that's the guy in the picture you're showing me now, Vic? That's the same dude?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah, he got old.
Wow. And well, yeah, that's usually how people do.
It's not so slim, good. Kidding. I'm kidding.
Whoa.
He's still pretty slim. I mean,
yeah. Good for him.
That is such a weird outfit. Imagine wearing that at a rave.
Yeah. Wow, he still tours as Slim Goodbody performing in Bodyology.
Wow.
Is that like fairs and stuff?
School-based shows usually, okay. So, you know, assemblies and stuff.
Still freaking kids out.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is freaky.
I bet they sell that as a costume, though, for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, Steve.
All right, Steve. There you go. He's right.
I think I'd show up on like the Nextdoor app. Hey, anyone else see this weird guy dressed as Slim Goodbody trick-or-treating with his daughter?
Wow, the original costumes, each costume that he uses actually cost about 4 G's a piece.
Woo!
The hell?
Right? Wow. I know.
You can get like the weird onesie version, like the baby onesie version, but for an adult for $16.
That's way more in my price range.
Yeah,
and that's a lot more revealing for you. Look at that.
That's meant for a woman.
I know. Yeah. That's why you should wear it.
Okay.
It's like a wrestling singlet, Steve.
Yeah. Oh,
100%.
Just put tights on underneath. You're fine.
That should be my new wrestling persona.
Please.
Slim Goodbody.
Please.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Okay, fine.
I do.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever it is you want to talk about, we got your calls. We got your texts. We'll take them at 918 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever it is that you want to talk about, we're willing to hear you as long as you follow Steve's rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you.
And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's our old buddy, Jerry Trash. He's on the line. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hello, BJ and Steve.
Yes.
Steve, your wife and Sarah are each vegan who chose to get married to a carnivore. I'm wondering if Mrs. Miggs would be willing to give Sarah advice on how to be cool with her carnivorous fiancé.
Well, when we first met, she was not vegan, so that happened like while our relationship was going on. But, I mean, I think that the best advice is just eat whatever the hell you want to eat, so long as you're not making me eat it. Like, that's kind of like our relationship has been. I'm never, like, pressuring her to eat pepperoni if we're getting pizza,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just be respectful of each other's wishes. And also know, if she's the one that's doing the cooking in the house, I got to just accept that I'm not going to be like, hey, make me a meat meal. You know, like, as long as the meal is good, I don't care what it is. And fortunately, she makes some really awesome meals. So, but when we go out to eat or we get takeout, I just order whatever the hell I want. I don't know if that's good advice, but just basically be cool to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knew?
What kind of advice is that?
I just realized something that everyone, all of the guys on our show have wives or girlfriends who are vegan or vegetarian.
Wait, so Linda is?
No, except for me.
All of you?
Oh. Except for me, but like you, BJ, Rev, and now Sarah's marrying.
Well, my wife isn't a vegetarian anymore.
Oh, I thought she was.
I'm sorry. No, she enjoys the meat now.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
And Sarah,
when she moved to California.
And just to be clear, wow,
that's a joke.
Just to be clear, your wife's the only one that's vegan. I don't believe Sarah's vegan, and my wife's not. My we were never vegan because I was also vegetarian with my wife. We were vegetarians at the same time, pretty much, and we quit at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, my wife's straight up vegan.
Yeah, so there you go.
And Rev's lady, Michelle, she's vegetarian, I believe.
She's picky. She'll have chicken every once in a while, but it's got to be done a very, very specific way. But like, if it comes down to it, like if there's a pizza there with a little bit of bacon on it, she'll just pick off the bacon, and then I get extra bacon, which is amazing. So yeah, she's just super picky. Oh.
You know what? I like the way you put that, Rev, because sometimes I do look at people that say they're a particularitarian, and then you go, well, no, wait a second, but you do this, so you're not that tarian. You come up with a different name.
So she's a picketarian.
She's a picketarian.
Yeah. I'll ask her if she's okay with that terminology.
Yeah. Seems good. Picketarian.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I know it was a hard loss for the Seahawks, but imagine being a Vikings fan during the radio broadcast. And at the end of the game, that was was it heartbreaking or hilarious? Also, Father Time has nothing to do with Tom Brady. Yeah, Tom continues to win. But I don't know if you caught this, BJ, but the radio announcers during the Vikings game, they said that the field goal was good when it actually wasn't. Well, one of the guys said it was good. The other guy quickly corrected him, and it's super awkward then hearing the rest of it.
Oh, man.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone!
No, he missed it. That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, my. He missed it right. What a gut punch to a team, Paul, that play after play toward the end fought its way back. Ugh, missed it by like a foot and just, oh my God.
Missed it like a foot. How could you say that was good?
Yeah. And it was more than a foot looking at the replay on it. Like it was, yeah.
Ah, oh, damn it.
That sucks.
It sucks when you're you know, here I am live broadcasting and I'm an idiot.
Especially you gotta think about all the people that are in their car and they hear that and they're probably like, yeah, banging the steering wheel, like this is awesome, and then within seconds it gets ripped away from you.
Oh yeah. And not that we Seahawks fans know anything about that.
Yeah.
You know, a great victory ripped away from us, which we thought was gonna be a great victory. Now we don't know anything.
That was such a weird game. I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, after they were up by so much, I just felt so cocky about it. Like I was just like, this is it. We got this. Like,
I really didn't. You know, I Sarah did, and I said, Sarah, there's a, you know, because here's what I remember. You know, the Pete Carroll line, you know, you win it in the fourth quarter, and I'm like, okay.
Maybe he should have said that to his team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, I was so worried because, you know, man, I was happy that we were containing Henry, but then it was just the wheels came off just slowly but sure. And then it was just a beating. Henry basically just destroyed us.
I'm already thinking, like, Russell Wilson MVP talks again.
Here we go.
You know, to get into that, like, oh, this offensive coordinator's got it all dialed in. Oh, this is good. We're stopping the run. And then even as the game kept going on, I'm like, oh, they still got such a great lead. That's fine, whatever.
It can't change.
Right, and then it was just like, boom, oh, crap, they are really close to winning. They kept tying this game.
Yeah.
I mean, with the extra point, I'm like, I hope that doesn't bite us in the ass later. But I'm thinking, that's not gonna.
Oh, the Freddie Swain touchdown is when I thought, okay, I think we've got this game. But then when then Henry turns around and just blows by us and goes for the long touchdown, I'm like, oh, this is ugly.
It's like, and then even in OT, when like they stop them, and I'm like, oh, we got the ball. Oh, we're gonna get to field goal territory, no problem.
Yeah, at that point, though, I was already grumbling. Like, even if we won the game, I would have thought, yeah, we'll win this game, but this is a beating. We were so bad on penalties. I felt like, I can't wait to talk to Mitch because he's going to say this win sucks. And then it was like, oh, he's not even going to say that because we're not getting the win. Oh, yeah. It's hard to watch that because of what we expect from Russell Wilson. He did not look like the Russell Wilson we hope and dream and pray for at all in that overtime. I mean, and also in the fourth quarter and pretty much the second half.
Yeah, that was rough. One person said I was so confident that I decided to take a nap in the third quarter. Woke up with 5 minutes left in the fourth to see that ass show. Whoops. Yeah, it probably would be better if you just kept sleeping and just woke up to find out they lost.
Yeah, I feel like the sad thing for me is that, you know, I keep hearing the talk about Kyler Murray and, of course, Lamar Jackson and, you know, these dynamic young quarterbacks, which is what Russell used to be. And, you know, he's just his 10th year and he's just, you know, he's not that guy that runs around like he used to, even though he's in great shape. He just is, you know.
Sure, but he throws sick passes, man. That's all I care about.
I know, right? He does. Yeah. But he needs to do more than that, or somebody needs to do more than that. You know what I mean? Those sick passes are great, but eventually teams are going to figure out to, you know, play a defense so those sick passes don't happen as much, and that's what scares me. I hope we can figure something else out.
We need more offensive schemes where it involves players not being covered. I think that's just what we got to work more
on. Oh, yeah.
That plan worked out fantastic.
Yeah, can we find a way where you guys don't cover us so much? Thank you. Yeah, anyway, it's but you know what, luckily it's only game 2. If this was like game 15, oh my God, I'd be pissed.
It just gets nerve-wracking when you like lose games that you absolutely should have won
because of the division that you're in. Because it's going to be one of those. This is going to be one of those divisions where at the end of the year you're going to. I hope we don't look back and be like, oh, man, that one game could have been the difference maker. But for all we know, that this one game could be the wake up call that a lot of those guys needed to play smarter with all the stupid penalties and also just not take a team for granted, even if you're up by two touchdowns going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and maybe we realize that, you know, being home or away isn't that big of a deal for us. Because I really didn't feel like the crowd hurt the Titans that much.
There were a few plays where it felt like things were getting a little hairy for them. But not to, like, I would agree with you. It wasn't like a massive game changer for them.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking that maybe, you know, it doesn't matter. Because, look, there's only one team that's going to get a break, you know, at the end of the season. Every other team has got to play in the playoffs, right, in the first round, except for one. And the chances of that being your team are pretty small. I mean, you know, you can hope you're a good team, but what makes you think you're the one that's going to have the best record in the conference? So, you know, I just hope it gets better. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts. We got them at 934 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Text message just came in. I can't believe you guys brought up Slim Goodbody earlier. When I was a teen, me and my buds, we did acid. We put on the television, and that dude was on. He freaked us out so much that we never did acid again. LOL.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can see that.
Oof. Yeah, Slim Goodbody's the guy that wore a skin-tight suit. Bodysuit that showed the insides of what your body would look like, but cartoony and weird.
Yeah,
it was
freaky.
Very trippy.
Yeah,
and he had the sweet curly hair.
He still runs around. He doesn't have much of the sweet curly hair anymore, but he's a lot older, and he still runs around doing the Slim Goodbody stuff.
I wonder what he charges. Because I mean, I'm really thinking about like what's his demographic? Because it's clearly not Vicky and Danny.
Nope.
And younger kids, they don't know who the heck he is. You'd be better off. I'm not trying to hurt his business, you know, I'm not his agent, clearly. But, like, you'd be better off having a guy dressed up in, like, a Bluey costume or a girl dressed up in a Bluey costume, you know, showing up to your school to get kids motivated about something.
Yeah, but I think, you know, every once in a while the science people go, well, let's have him show up for biology class. And he'll walk in and, you know, and, yeah.
That feels like a teacher who remembers him, who's just like, I'm the one that's in charge of what we spend our money on. I'm getting good body to show up just so I could get a picture and put it on my Facebook.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Total nostalgia. I'm with you on that one.
He, like, travels to schools and different things, and it's about $7 a ticket. Like, when they do a big, when they do an actual show.
Yeah.
Oh, so he actually is, like, doing shows. He's not, like, just guest starring in a classroom.
Yeah, there's a national tour and there's school assemblies, so he does both.
$7 a ticket.
He calls it bodyology, where you explore your amazing body, you respect it, you appreciate it, and you take care of it.
So I don't understand. So the school doesn't make it free for the kids? Like, you still got to pay to go see him? Yeah, then Steve, how's he making any money?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize. I thought the school probably paid him a flat fee to show up, but if they're charging $7 a ticket, I'm going to be like, look, kid, you know what? Do you really want to go see that?
Yeah. It better be kids-free. We're not helping his cause.
No, we really are not. No, sorry, Slim.
You know what?
Sorry about that.
I mean, I feel like they probably tell the kids, like, hey, you want to see something cool that's not, you know, your regularly I can't talk today.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure once you put him on the stage, he's gonna put on a good show. I mean, I bet he's a good performer.
What kind of shows he gonna put on? He's just wearing like, here's my liver.
The musical health liver. Show.
He sings. He dances.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember much about this guy, but like, I mean, he's like in a weird costume singing what about my larynx? Okay,
it's
15
minutes of song, dance, movement, lots of audience participation, and it teaches the fundamentals of anatomy, nutrition, fitness, and personal hygiene.
Boom. Yeah, but that doesn't tell me if it's a good show. I'm going to pay $7 based on that description.
Check the Yelp reviews.
Yeah, I mean,
there's audience quotes. The show is excellent. It surpassed anything that we've seen. Teachers and students enjoyed the show. Performer was courteous, enthusiastic, and eager to tailor the show to the grade.
Thank you.
Also, yeah.
I didn't. You're like, you're not telling us if it's a good show or not. I am.
I'm also sad like he doesn't have any merch.
Aww.
Yeah. How do you not have merch?
He'd be making a killing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably doesn't understand that. I think whoever his agent is, he needs Steve.
I'm not really helping his cause. I'd be like, you really want to book him? Okay.
I feel like that's exactly what's going on right now.
Somebody says he can't be that expensive. You guys should get him for live day.
Oh, wow.
Bro, that'd be the greatest live day ever if we had Slim Goodbody.
Okay, yeah. It's
Ryan,
cool.
If you're listening.
Yeah. And we could dress up as a different body part.
Oh.
Okay.
Dibs on the dong.
Yeah.
Dibs
excuse
on
me?
The
I
dong.
I knew that's what was going to happen.
What? But, okay.
Yeah.
No?
I no, listen, you know, every man for himself.
All right, dibs on an eggplant.
Yeah, that makes that's better. Yeah.
Could you imagine if all of a sudden we pull out Slim Goodbody for live day?
That would be the way to go. I mean, you know that we finally have arrived if we could do that. It's only $7 a person. I mean, I feel like if we get him for a flat fee, maybe he'll come out.
Hey, so it says PTA probably pays for the tickets for the kids.
Yeah, it seems to that seems to make the most sense when it comes down to that.
All right, so they just go, okay.
Yeah, I can't find any sort of rates on that without actually contacting him.
Yeah, I feel like it's all very confusing. We're trying to get him for live day. Can't he just give us a flat fee? What's the flat fee there, Slim? Come on.
Has he got an Instagram? Yeah. I wonder how many followers he's got. How's he not doing all this stuff? He does need a better agent.
He has
agent.
A Facebook.
Oh, all right, well, there's that.
Okay, like, that's a lot of old people on Facebook, at least.
Oh, and YouTube.
Okay, well, he needs TikTok. He needs, he needs to get with it, man.
See, I told you, he needs you as an agent. As bad as you are, you still have good ideas.
Okay, that's fair.
It looks like I did find the Instagram. He does have one with 70 followers.
See, no, so he has 70 followers?
And are we
Slim
sure
Goodbody
takes?
Should have more than that.
I mean, it looks like it. I mean,
yeah,
it
well, says like, it. When you go from his YouTube page, it takes you to that.
Oh, okay.
So it, you would think.
70, that's it?
This guy's a national treasure.
How many people follow him on Facebook? Can you tell that info?
Let's see.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that he's. It seems like he's really not leveraging social media at all.
Over 4,300 people like this.
That's still not a lot for a Slim Goodbody.
I mean, it's been like 40 years.
I told my parents, one day I'm going to have more social media followers than Slim Goodbody.
And you were
and they
right.
didn't believe me. Yeah. And today I can tell you with complete confidence that I do.
They're like, what's what's
how old
media?
Is this guy? Because I feel like he's charging $7 a ticket. Does he not want to work anymore? Is that what's going on? I mean, he doesn't really.
He should lower the price to $6.99.
Yeah. Or either that, he knows that
66.
The people that. I must be going through a whole system that
I'm
doesn't
just
matter.
Going through the videos, just looking at his videos.
Oh, he's got a good video. All right.
No. I'm just looking at the number of views, and he has a lot of videos that are less than 100 views.
Okay,
some
then.
Around 22 views.
All right. So
we need to make a reality show about getting Slim Goodbody back into the public eye.
We got to Pulp Fiction him, like Quentin John did for Travolta's career. Let's do it for Slim.
He needs to wear a gimp mask.
All right.
Whoa.
Are these YouTube videos? Are they him old or young, Rev?
These look like he's old.
He does have some old and some young.
Yeah, he needs to do the throwback videos. Mm-hmm. I think you got to let people see you when you're at peak form.
And why is he not wearing an afro wig? I mean, that was his style. Wasn't that his signature, the afro hair a little bit?
It's kind of like that, curly wavy hair thing going on.
Yeah, I feel
we should revamp him by coming up with like an arch nemesis for him.
Oh.
Fat. Bad body. I don't know.
Fat bad body.
Fat all bad right. body. Why not?
Cheeseburgers a lot.
Yeah, there we go.
Cheeseburgers and he smells.
Yes.
He doesn't use deodorant. He's got pimples all over his face.
Okay.
And a giant pimple on his butt.
That's fat bad body. Okay. I'm sure that name is not offensive. We're going to go with it.
In order to have a great hero, you need a great villain.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
See, and that will make him do the social media and become popular again.
Okay. This is it. It'll be a TikTok battle.
All right, this has nothing to do with some good body, but maybe we could get your daughter in the room for this because somebody had a very good question for Sarah because they I guess they were paying attention to her social media page. And last week we were talking about how she's obsessed with gnomes, and I have a pink gnome in my house, and it led to us talking about there's a trail that has just a bunch of gnomes in Maple Valley, I believe.
Yeah.
So somebody was wondering if Sarah liked the gnome hike because there were pictures posted of her doing the gnome hike.
Yes, I went to the Maple Valley Gnome Trail and it was amazing.
Really?
Yes.
I need to see these pictures.
It's a very, it's not really much of like a hike. It's just kind of a trail.
Okay.
And there are gnomes everywhere. They're on the ground. They're in the trees. It's kind of like they're everywhere, but it's also kind of like a scavenger hunt. Like you have to find them too. But there's so many to look at. Like I wanted to do the loop like four times. But my man wouldn't let me.
I was also really about it. It was bad weather too. Wasn't it raining when you guys?
Yes, it started to rain very hard about halfway through, but it was very tree coverage, so we didn't get totally soaked. And J-Rubs, he enjoyed it. He did tell me that this is for children and me, but he had a great time.
Were there any specific gnomes that stood out?
Oh my gosh, yes. There were so many different fun ones. There was one that was like holding a few cocktails and it said like it's 5 o'clock somewhere, which is like, you know,
oh, that's
what
the,
I say
that's
all
the Sarah gnome right there.
Yes. There was one flipping us off, which I thought was hilarious.
That's nice. Also the Sarah gnome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, this one's mad. Okay. There was a lot of Seahawks ones. There was zombie one. There was every type of gnome you could want. It was there.
I feel like you should be altered when you're walking in this place.
We talked about that. I was like, what if you just stumbled upon this? Or like, what if you were like, you dropped acid and you just wanted to take a nice walk. And then all of a sudden there are all of these gnomes.
Because I wonder what a parent would think if you're walking by a gnome, if it's really for kids and you've got the drinking gnome and the flip you off gnome. I'm not too sure. Like, well, you know what? We're going to go to another exhibit, honey.
And then there's like, you know, Stevie in the corner hugging one of the gnomes because he took too much mushrooms.
Or like screaming at them because he's so frightened.
Stop following me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone else that was there, though, definitely just went with their children. So, and there was like this 6-year-old that was very, very excited. And I was like, to J-Rubs, I was like, I want to scream like her because she was screaming through with excitement. I'm like, this is how I feel, but I feel like I'm too old to be as excited as her. He's like, no, babe, just go scream. Go scream. I was showing her where the other ones... Oh, it was amazing. If you like gnomes, you have to go to this.
Now, I have a question. Why didn't you dress up as your gnomes that you did for Halloween one year?
I know!
No, you... Oh, that's
your gnome. Okay, right as we got there, I was like, babe, we should have dressed up as our gnomes, and then we have a baby gnome. We could have been like a part of this whole thing. But I honestly think that would probably creep everyone out. Or because they'd be like,
yeah,
why? Why are they here dressed as gnomes? But yeah, if I go again, I want to dress up.
No, I heard that that you could drop off gnomes there. Like, if someone could show up with a gnome and put it there, would you go back and bring a gnome for the trail?
Oh, Steve, of course. I want to get gnomes that we can paint ourselves and decorate and bring them there.
Oh,
I want to bring multiple gnomes, but I need to get two sets. So then, because I'll probably want to keep all of them, so I need two sets of the same gnomes. So then, I don't feel bad letting them go. But yeah, I want to bring all the gnomes to this gnome trail.
We need a BJ and Migs gnome.
That would be amazing.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, and I could bring it to the trail.
Oh, I hate these ideas. Where are we at? First turtles, now gnomes. Really? This is what we're doing?
I'm smelling a new t-shirt for sure.
Gnomes are way cuter anyway.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was amazing. But if you don't really like gnomes, don't go. You won't be.
Is there an Etsy a person on Etsy that could do like custom gnomes?
Probably.
Oh really? You found a gnome on a stripper pole.
I did. Okay. It's me.
Okay.
Really?
Wait, it's available at Walmart?
A Walmart.com. Dude, how classy is that?
That is not the word I'd use.
She's got a big old badonk dunk.
Yeah, she does. See, I need two. One for our yard, Dad, and then one for the gnome
trail.
You are
not getting the stripper gnome for our yard. That's
yes,
not happening.
I am.
You're going to get the stripper gnome for your yard and your place that you're moving into very shortly.
yeah, right.
Nope.
They say it's the perfect gift for your family and friends.
Boom. Last I checked, you guys are family.
I wonder, like, again, if there are little kids here, I mean, who's are you going to really drop off the badonkadonk gnome? I mean, there's already the...
Heck yeah!
You can't have a stripper gnome with kids hanging out.
There's nothing hanging out. It's not like the gnome has pasties on. It's like no different than a gnome wearing a bikini, BJ.
Yeah. All right, then why don't you buy and put in your yard?
I will.
Yeah. You know what?
Gnomes?
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Looking good.
Okay, we don't need to see that.
Is that a Santa gnome with
No,
is that candy cane hanging?
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Well, the carpet matched the drapes on Santa Gnome.
Yeah,
all right. Why am I still staring at this?
I'm done with the internet today.
Yeah, right.
Me too. Yeah,
I think I'll put that one like down high in a tree, so then the little children can't see it.
Yeah, that's not. You know what?
That was for the adults only.
I'm really excited how you're decorating your new home that you're moving into.
Oh, I told J-Rubs, if we ever have a yard, it's going to be covered, and we're going to be those neighbors.
Oh boy,
nice.
Yeah, front yard, backyard. Everywhere.
Yeah.
The gnome home.
Yeah.
The gnome home.
Oh, HOA is going to love you. Oh, boy. Yeah, you're going to have to move in a place that doesn't have one of those.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, that's all great news. Hey, here's a question that I would like to ask. What do Ryan Castle and a party bus have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:52 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a party bus have in common?
Should be wiped down with disinfectant daily.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve likes to ride on both during the weekends from Adam and Everett. Both are the babysit cool. Steve on drunken weekends. Yeah, shout out to Lion Pride cool. Party buses. They always do take care of me. I love those guys.
That's fact. I've had fun on one of those buses.
The best buses in the world. And they do have a stripper pole in one. But if you want, you can go high end. You get the one with the monkey bars or go with the one with the DJ booth in the back.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yeah. So you have all your needs. And then one person said Sarah could use both for her bachelor party. Bachelorette party, that
yeah.
is.
Or you know what? You could just use Baller. One to take, you can, or you could use a party bus to take kids around, you know, for the field trips at school. Well, that's actually what's happening because there's a nationwide shortage of school bus drivers because of the pandemic. So a lot of the bus drivers are like, you know what? I'm old. I'm not getting paid a lot. COVID hits. I'm retiring. And so there's no bus drivers. So in Boston, a teacher had to get a party bus with stripper poles to transport the kids on a field trip because no other buses and drivers were available.
Dude, what a great day. That's like recess and field trip at the same time.
Oh, yeah. There was a student that's like, are those real stripper poles? Is that what
they're
are?
Just safety poles. Dude, hold on
they're
to them.
Climbing poles.
Yeah. Fireman poles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Ryan Castle. He's got a 12-pack. He is next.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
He was arrested for calling 911 repeatedly. The reason being, he just wanted to tell them that he was tired.
Say,
I'm tired.
Well, that's what you call.
61 years old, which that's probably why he was tired.
I'm tired.
Is that your impression of someone who's your age?
Don't bring up the fact that he's my age. He's an old guy.
He just did an old man voice for someone who's 61.
I'm tired. Well, you know what? That's what a lot of people think 61 is.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.